From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe, August 9th. The morning read, 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Kitchen Projects. Kitchen Project number 210, how to bake with white chocolate. Welcome to today's edition of Kitchen Projects. Thank you so much for being here. Today, our chocolate columnist Octavia Lamb is back to ask and answer a brand new question about the ingredient so many people love to hate, white chocolate. This time she asks and tells us if we can bake with chocolate. And if yes, should we? Octavia rounds off this newsletter with a delicious white chocolate, coconut and ricotta cake to show us how it is done. Next, second, from Kitchen Projects. KP Plus, white chocolate and cardamom tres leches. Octavia Lamb's latest recipe swaps the usual cocoa for white chocolate, giving the classic tres leches a buttery, milky base that feels both familiar and fresh. She folds in a pinch of cardamom, which adds a subtle, warm spice that lifts the sweetness without overwhelming it, and layers in a berry compote for a light, fruity contrast. The cake itself stays light and spongy, soaking up the three milks, condensed, evaporated, and whole. So each bite is moist and slightly squishy, just the way a summer pud should be. Serve it chilled, garnish with a few fresh berries, and you've got a dessert that's simple enough for a weeknight, but special enough for a gathering. Up next. Third, from Have Your Cake Laz Pruitt, blueberry scones. Hey, I just read this recipe for blueberry scones that I think you'll like. They're made with butter and Greek yogurt instead of buttermilk, which is a good substitute for gluten-free baking. The recipe is pretty straightforward. Just mix everything together, shape into discs, and bake. The author suggests using low or non-fat Greek yogurt for a higher protein content and a nice flavour. They also mention that if you're using frozen berries, let the shaped scones sit for 10 minutes before baking, so the berries can defrost and the dough cooks evenly. The scones are described as barely sweet, but you can add a bit more sugar if you prefer. And then. Fourth, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. Your energy is not a battery, the three-gate system of neurocomplex productivity. So, you know how people often talk about productivity, like it's just about recharging your energy? Like you do stuff, you get tired, and then you need to rest and recharge? Well, that's not really how it works for people with complex brains like yours and mine. We don't just run out of energy, we have a system of gates that control how much energy we can access at any given time. And when one of those gates closes, it can feel like we're exhausted. Even if we've been sleeping and eating okay, there are three main gates that can close, and understanding what they are can help you figure out why you're feeling stuck. Next, fifth, from Off Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft, a humorous update on the guinea pig project. I'm glad you caught the quick update, so the creator ran out of camera battery, but still managed to film a short clip. They hopped on a fast trip to Florida and brought back 20 new guinea pigs, sharing a laugh about the hectic flight. There was an unexpected orgy under seats A and B in row 28 on the Frontier flight, but the critters stayed put, unlike a scorpion that apparently caused a bite incident. The narrator jokes they're relieved not to work for TSA, finding the guinea pig venture a much better path. All in all, a light-hearted, behind-the-scenes glimpse. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.